Masechtas Terumos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel. Haroda Pas Chama. Someone who removes hot bread from the oven, and this is chulin bread. Unisana al pichavish al yain truma, and he put the bread on top of the opening of a barrel of wine that's truma wine, and the bread has the ability to soak out the reyach, the aroma of the wine, and it goes into the bread, this hot bread. Reb Meir Iser. Reb Meir says it becomes forbidden. It has to be treated like truma. Only a non-kain, only a kain can eat the bread now because of the reyach, the aroma of the truma that went into the bread. And Reb Meir holds that the reyach has a halachic status as truma. Reb Yehuda Matir. Reb Yehuda permits it to be eaten by a non-kain because he holds that reyach does not have a halachic status of part of the truma. The aroma of the wine is not considered part of the truma, and therefore, even though the aroma went into the bread, it doesn't have any halachic status as if it was a mixture, and therefore it's still mutter to a non-kain. Reb Yaisi matar b'shal chitim. Reb Yaisi permits the bread if it's made out of wheat. It's wheat bread. V'aiser b'shal serin, but he forbids the bread made of barley to a non-kain, mepnesh ha-sa'erim she'aves, because the barley bread has the ability to draw out the actual moisture of the wine. And Reb Yaisi holds similar to Reb Yehuda that the reach alone, just the smell, if it goes into the bread, that's not a problem. There's no halachic status to that smell. But if it actually draws in the moisture, so it's more than just the smell, but the moisture of the wine also got drawn in, then that would be problematic. And he holds that the barley has the ability, barley bread has the ability to draw in the moisture, and that would make truma wine in the bread and make the bread usher to a non-kayin. Mishnah Dalet. Tanur shehisikei becoming shel truma, a oven that was fueled with cumin of truma. Cumin is a certain type of spice, and it emits a strong smell when it's burnt. And it was truma cumin that was used to fire up this oven. Va'afabai, and someone baked chulin bread in it, and now the bread got the smell, the reach, from this cumin that was burning. That was truma cumin. So the Mishnah says, "Hapas mutaris, the bread is mutter to a non-kayin. She'ain tam coming, el reach coming, because there's no actual tam flavor from the actual cumin itself. It's just the reach, the aroma of the cumin that went in, and that's not a problem. That's mutter, and this is like the opinion of Reb Yehuda and Reb Yaisi in the previous Mishnah, that just the reach alone is not a problem when it goes into chulin, the reach from truma."